I am ready for Halloween. I already have my costume and my dog costume. So.
Oh, I love that. Okay, first off, let's talk about what the dog is going to wear.
Well, Cash, who I was just trying to get settled down, he was running around like a little crazy man.
Got the zoomies, huh?
He's got the zoomies. He's a Frenchie.
Oh, my gosh. I've seen so many wonderful TikToks of Frenchies with the zoomies. It's the best.
Oh, my gosh. They're hilarious. I'm just like, Cash, you got to stop. I'm going to be on the radio. You got to stop.
He's looking at you like, no, I don't think so.
He's like, I'm Johnny Cash. I'm the star of the show.
Love it. So what's his costume?
Funny. Well, I'm Charlie from Top Gun.
Excellent.
And so he's like a little Top Gun. He's Aww. Like a little Mav.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So my boyfriend is being Maverick from Top Gun. We actually had a Halloween party last weekend already. So he's being Maverick. I'm Charlie. And then Cash on Halloween is he's got like a little slate kind of jacket. Kind of matching.
Oh my
so
gosh.
He's going to be.
You got to send me pictures.
He's going to be a little Minnie Mouse.
You have to send me pictures.
Absolutely.
And then in just a couple of days, you'll be switching into your cowboy boots because you're performing at the CFR in Red Deer.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I'm playing two shows with my lead guitarist. We're doing two duo shows Friday and Saturday at the Lasting Lounge CFR.
Very cool.
And then the full band, we're playing at the Hideout Saturday night for their CFR series of shows. So going to be a super fun weekend coming up.
It's got to feel good to be back on stage, hey?
It's amazing. You know, that year, 2 years that there really weren't any shows, it was really, really tough. I mean, for me, I feel the most alive on stage. So it kind of felt like a piece of myself had died during those couple of years. It was really tough not being able to get out and connect that way.
And you bounce back and forth between Nashville and Red Deer, do you?
I do. So I was actually, I've been going down to Nashville for years. I have a producer I work with down there and a team of people I work with and amazing friends and friends that are like family. And so I've been going down for years back and forth. And then I lived down there before the pandemic. And then I had to move back partway through, just work visas weren't being renewed and everything. And then I was back for a couple of years because it was really hard to get back down. And I was finally back down May, June, and August. So I spent a ton of time down there the past few months.
Is there one house with all of you in there? Because there are so many Alberta artists, if not Canadian artists, that seem to go back and forth. Like I'm picturing an Animal House kind of situation where you're all on the same floor, just running up and down in your pajamas going, I've got a song deal. I got a song deal.
Yeah, I want to co-write. Let's co-write. No, I mean, that would be hilarious. That'd be super fun. That would actually make for a good reality show.
It really would. I'd watch that all day long.
That totally would. No, I know a ton of other Albertans and Canadians down there, too, which is super cool to connect. But I actually live with actual people from Nashville. My Nashville, I call her my sister. She's from Bristol, Tennessee. So she is Southern through and through. And then her husband, who's like my brother, he's from the States as well, so they both have amazing accents, and then they have a son who's my Nashville nephew, and he's such a sweet kid, so they've been a huge blessing in my life.
I love that. Well, let's talk about the new single that you actually wrote down in Nashville, a song about, first off, congratulations. I can't imagine how tough it was to write a song so personal, a song about perseverance and healing and coming through on the other side. Mm-hmm. It's called Unbroken.
No, it was definitely a song that I wanted to write for quite a few years. So it's something that I went through in my very early 20s. I was in a bad marriage. It was abusive and controlling, and there was a lot of bad stuff that went on that I won't get into. But, you know, I wanted to write about it for a long time, and it took me a while. I've written other songs about it that I've never really shared, you know, maybe shared at some writer's rounds, but never recorded and released. And I just had this idea for this song a few months back, comparing myself to a wild horse and just, you know, the freedom in a horse, you know, how sometimes you try to break them and some just can't be broken. And I just had this idea for Unbroken, and wild horses have always resonated with me. I hike a lot out west and I see the wild horses, and I used to have a Palomino horse who wasn't wild. He was, you know, saddle broke and everything. But Palominos have always resonated with me as well. And so I just had this idea, and I reached out to a writer in Nashville who I'm good friends with, Robert Abernathy, and he's one of my favorite writers. And I was actually in Canada in July because I was so busy with shows. When we wrote it on FaceTime. He was in Nashville, and then I was down in Nashville in August, recorded with Daniel Dennis at Prime Cut Studio, and here it is. So, you know, it's an empowering song, and I really hope that it inspires and helps other women who are maybe in tough situations to to stand up for themselves and realize they deserve to be loved and respected.
Have you gotten any messages or anything from other women who are like, you know what, I could have never put this to words, but you absolutely did and you captured my situation perfectly?
I have actually, and you know, it's super inspiring when I hear that, when I hear other women who say, you know, this song really resonated with me, or it reminded me of what I went through 10 years ago. I've had someone tell me that, or that it's given them strength to move forward in a current situation. I think it's really tough because, you know, I was married and divorced at a very young age, and I looked at it as this big scar on me, right? And something that, you know, wasn't very good. And it was really tough because people who didn't know the story and didn't know the background, you know, some people judged. And I realized, you know, it's actually, scars can be beautiful, and you can come out of something like I did unbroken in the end, and a lot more strength and more compassion for others going through stuff. And so I think we go through things for a reason, and how we come through it and what we take from it, what we learn from it.
You've got some more shows coming up outside of CFR. I understand you've got some Christmas shows coming.
Yeah, I have a lot of Christmas shows coming up. I'm going to be singing at Glow Calgary Christmas Festival, two dates there, December 17th and 23rd. So I'm super excited because I love Christmas. I love everything Christmas.
And me too.
Christmas songs.
It's my favorite.
So it'll be, yeah, it's the best. So it'll be super fun. And I have some more Christmas shows at the Hideout, and I have some Christmas banquets that I'm playing corporate, and so I'm hoping it's going to be a really busy season.
It's nice to be busy.
I love being busy.
Well, congratulations on the new single. It's called Unbroken. Where can we find you online? What's your website address?
It is aliciamusic.com. So that's aliciamusic.com. And you can find me on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, Instagram, Facebook, all the fun places.
Awesome. Alicia, thank you so much for taking a couple of minutes. I really, really appreciate it. Wish you all the best as we approach the end of the year.
Well, thank you so much, Sean. I really appreciate the time, and I really appreciate the support from One Speaker Radio.